Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, the CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association, Paul Enos, joins us, plus Matt Kaplan, president of the Nevada Police Union. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Paul Enos. He is our landlord. Thank you for having us here. For the last couple of years of the Nevada Trucking Association, and you are the CEO of that trucking association. Let's talk about what happened to mining over the last few days.
You know, Sam, as you know, I'm born and raised in Elko, Nevada. My dad was a gold miner. I've worked in a mine. When you work in a mine, by definition, you're a miner. It's an industry that does a tremendous amount for the environment. I know we heard a lot of folks talking about, oh, they're out there just raping and pillaging. The reality is, there's so many different conservation organizations, Ducks Unlimited, Trouts Unlimited, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Muleys, Chucker, that are funded by the mining industry. They are a great partner in this state from an environmental perspective, in terms of an economic perspective. They drive a tremendous amount of economic activity, especially in rural Nevada, but we also see some of that in our urban areas. There's a lot of people here in Washoe County that are employed because of the mining industry. In rural Nevada, my trucking companies out there, their best companies are miners. Restaurants, hotels, casinos, bars, grocery stores, even the school system, they have jobs out there because mining is this great economic driver.
Can I also throw in that they pay way above normal wages in the state?
It's about $90,000 a year is the average wage. And just for that perspective, Sam, and this is something I saw growing up. When I was born, we lived in a single-wide trailer with a tip-out a block away from the brothels in Elko. My dad, working for Carlin Gold, then Newmont, worked there for 37 years, 27 of them in Nevada. My sister and I were able to get done with college debt-free. That's what the mining industry is on a very personal level. They do take care of their employees. They do a tremendous job in taking care of those communities, whether it's parks or schools or all those things that we want to see in places that we live. And if you do hurt the mining industry in rural Nevada, you're either going to have folks leave or you're going to have money from these urban counties now exported to the rurals. That doesn't happen today where mining is vital. So when I look at, there's a couple different things we have going on. Three constitutional amendments, proposed constitutional amendments. Now, do I think we're going to see three on the ballot? No, this is something that's going to be negotiated during next legislative session where it has to pass again. But you're looking at over 300, I think it's 360-some percent increase on the mining industry right. in one bill, 140% in another. That will change the economics of mining in this state. We have ghost towns littered through the state of Nevada. It's not because there's no more gold there. It's because the gold was no longer economically viable to produce. And you talk about, well, hey, it's at $1,900 an ounce. They're going to be fine. My dad went to work when gold was 38 bucks an ounce. In the late 70s, it went to $950 under Jimmy Carter. And that was, oh my gosh, gold's going
well,
crazy.
And one of the points about this is that the reason that the price of gold is so high right now is because it's a place where people go in times of great economic distress.
Sure.
So that price of gold will come down as the economy recovers.
Well, and we saw that happen in the late 90s. You know, in the late 90s, you had gold go under $300 an ounce. And my dad...
Which is below the cost of being able to dig it out of the ground.
It was right there. And so at that time, what happened? Development slowed down here in Nevada. Exploration slowed down. My dad went to Indonesia. We saw mining companies putting money in Uzbekistan, Ghana, South Africa, Australia, because the gold was a lot cheaper to get out of the ground. One thing that businesses want, and one thing that has been good for the mining industry in Nevada, is stability. And it's that 5% on net proceeds, tax cap that's in the Constitution, that stability has helped them. I know we're in really unstable times right now because of this pandemic. And I'll tell you, for my industry, that impact has really been uneven. You know, for my folks that are hauling for the big box stores, the folks that were open, those essential, and I hate that term, essential business. I think that's a bunch of BS. Every business is essential to somebody. They did all right. But the folks that were moving things for casinos and trade shows and those small businesses that were closed down, they were hurting. My fuel haulers, car haulers, all those folks were hurting. Rural Nevada, because of the mining industry, you know, we didn't have all those people, the miners, the trucking companies, all the folks that, you know, are the businesses that serve those companies, they weren't put on the unemployment rolls like we've seen in our two largest counties. So I do worry about this kind of tax shift, what it would do to the mining industry, and more importantly to me, somebody who, you know, is a rural Nevadan, who, you know, I married a Winnemucca girl, her mom and dad still live there. I care about those communities, I care about those people there, and I really do worry about what is gonna happen to Winnemucca, Eureka, Battle Mountain, Elko, Wells, if we decide to make that tax more unstable, that uncertainty more unstable than it is today.
All right, let's take a break. More with Paul Enos when we come back.
Finish. Dad? Are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow! This stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they will.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Paul Enos. He's the CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. So if we go to this gross receipts tax on mining, what happens to companies like Pumpkin Hollow, the copper mine, the lithium mine that Ioneer is trying to put in near Tonopah? What's the chance of those mines even succeeding at this point?
I don't know what the economics of those mines are, right? Every mine has a certain tolerance for the price of that material that they're selling, copper, lithium, gold, silver. You know, those are things that are sold on the world market. Lithium isn't as transparent as a lot of those other minerals are. But if the economics don't work and there is some instability in that tax rate, you're right, Sam, they're probably not going to be developed here. They're going to go elsewhere where they don't have the instability. And really, I mean, you look at the mining industry here in the United States, here in Nevada, they're extremely responsible. And, you know, I will say the companies that I've seen in other places around the world, you know, they're also responsible, but we do hear stories where they're not. So, hey, I would much rather have that activity being done here than elsewhere.
Okay, we've got about 2.5 minutes left. What about the process that has taken place here at the legislature?
Well, that's where I have a lot of concern. I had concern last legislative session on a myriad of bills that would have impacts on the employer independent contractor relationship. One example, bills on emissions and climate change. The proponents of the bill can get up there, they make a presentation. If you're an opponent, you get 2 minutes. And we've seen that carried over in these special sessions where you get a 2-minute turn on public comment. I do give Speaker Frierson and the Assembly a lot more credit than I give the Nevada State Senate, because he did let Tyree Gray, the president of the Nevada Mining Association, go and make his case against these measures. Didn't happen in the Senate. Tyree Gray, all of us, 2 minutes to make our case. When you're making these kind of changes, you do want to have them vetted. These are policy changes with a lot of implications, not just to business, but local governments, to school districts. And you want to be able to have that dialogue and try to craft policy that doesn't have a lot of negative consequences. It seems, Sam, to me, and you know, now I'm going to sound like an old man here, and guess I don't care. We have gone from a point where we're trying to craft public policy in a way that doesn't bring a whole lot of drama out there to almost this house of cards level of drama. Let's just see if we can take it to the highest possible level of drama, where now Nevada Trucking Association, along with retailers, Nevada Federation of Independent Business, car dealers, we're suing the state Senate. In the Supreme Court, well, it's not in the Supreme Court yet. I assume it's going to get there, because we don't feel like they followed that constitutional process. So I do wish everybody could just take a step back and say, you know what, this is big stuff that we're doing. It does have real world implications on businesses, on communities, on individuals. And we need to just pause a little bit and make sure that we're vetting this so we can craft the best kind of public policy for you and me and everybody in the state to live under.
Okay, quick question, quick answer. We're looking at diversification, especially in Southern Nevada now, even you know, because Northern Nevada has done so well at diversification. If you were a company looking at coming to Nevada and you see what's happening to the mining industry, would you want to come?
No.
And that's where we got to leave it. Paul Enos, thank you, sir. And we'll
Thanks,
be right
Sam.
Back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program for the first time Matt Kaplan. He is the president of the Nevada Police Union. He is also an active state trooper, but he's here representing the union today. Pleasure to have you on the program.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Let's talk about the session so far. Okay. Your thoughts.
Well, we live in very interesting times with everything that's going on. And when the issue of reform comes up and police reform, it's a very difficult topic, I think, for everyone. But as I, in my position of what I do for a living and in this role as president, I think about police reform and I think about all the voices out there that I hear in the media. I really believe we all want the same end result. There's just maybe a different way to get there. And so I do appreciate what a lot has gone on in the legislature this year with their willingness to listen to our perspective in law enforcement and their difficulty and that they have with balancing all the different points of view, where we all really want to be in the same place of having a very professional law enforcement agencies that serve the public.
Did you read over the weekend Sheriff Joe Lombardo of Clark County's piece in the Review Journal?
No, I didn't.
He talks about the changes that have been in effect for Las Vegas Metro Police for years now, and where he says, we've been listening to you, talking to the public, and have been making changes all along. A couple of things that came up, you know, as part of the legislative session. AB3 presents a number of reform policies for law enforcement agencies, which include banning the use of chokeholds, creating a duty to intervene, meaning that if another officer sees an officer doing something that is illegal, that they will step in. Requiring a drug test for those in an officer-involved shooting and allowing the recording of law enforcement if it does not obstruct proceedings. Any objections to any of those things?
No objections. And I believe probably similar to what the sheriff said, a lot of those things have been in place at the state level. And so it's not really a huge shift for us. There is some additions in that law, and I think those are good things to move the profession forward.
And then SB2, Senate Bill 2, it was introduced on Saturday, proposes changes to Senate Bill 242 that passed unanimously during the 2019 session. The bill aims to provide accountability and transparency for both officers and residents by requiring investigations to occur within a reasonable amount of time and allow investigation to be reopened without discovery of new evidence. Your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, that bill we're not in support of. I believe, again, the idea of what people want of accountability, 100%. We do want that, and we expect that among ourselves. There are some issues with that, with due process, that we feel that all citizens, no matter what profession you're in, you should have a level of due process that is appropriate for proper investigation. So we're not in support of that as we were with AB 3.
Would you explain that a little bit more in detail so folks who are not in law enforcement understand what that means?
Well, there's an aspect to that that bill that doesn't allow the officer to see evidence that's against him, that the investigators have, and they're able to hold the evidence and keep it from the officer and his representatives until after the whole proceeding is done. And that, of course, as a private citizen, you would never have evidence against you, potentially, that you can't see and review with your attorney. So those are the kind of things in there that we don't agree with. But again, though, the principle behind it, we are fully for having accountability and high levels of accountability for police officers. We do believe in that end goal.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal, in an editorial, basically said that the Democrats are in charge. They're flexing their muscle here ahead of the election. Do you feel that way?
I think it's just a reality of politics. Whichever party is in control, especially if they have enough members of the House, they can do what they want. I think we've seen that in the past as it goes from Democrat to Republican at different times. The parties do flex their muscles, and I just see it as what it is versus looking at it in a critical way. And in that turn, you know, we just want to work with Democrats. We want to work with Republicans, and we just ask that they listen to our point of view as they move forward creating legislation. And hopefully, in the end, the legislation is something that is will work and not have unintended consequences after the fact.
We've seen over the last year just an incredible reaction to law enforcement, the like of which we haven't seen in a long, long time in this country. Some of it perhaps fair, some of it unfair. Where do you think the split is in terms of support or offense towards police officers? Because we've seen such a change in law enforcement over the last couple of decades where, you know, let's be realistic here, law enforcement has become much more militarized because of all this spare equipment that the federal government has had, the military has had, they don't need anymore and have passed down to so many police departments. Do you think the public has a right to be concerned about the militarization to an extent of local police forces?
I think the public absolutely has a right to be concerned with everything. I mean, we serve the public, and they're the foundation of what our government is about. So when they have concerns, they're always valid. I do think, though, on the other hand, the militarization that is seen out there is a result of a more violent society. And police officers need to have the tools necessary to deal with situations as they arise in order to keep the peace and provide a society that's safe for everyone. So although it does look sometimes maybe a little bit different for people when they're used to seeing certain kinds of weapons or gear that's typically with military and see law enforcement having it, I do believe it's at times appropriate and necessary to keep the peace for law enforcement to provide those services to the public.
When you look at, and again, speaking as a union representative, when you look at the riots that have occurred in our major cities, but including here in Nevada, in Reno, in Las Vegas, demonstrations in Carson City, do you agree with the idea that it starts out with peaceful demonstrators, then it ends up with people looting who are not connected to those demonstrations, and then anarchists who have been sitting waiting for the opportunity to get involved are getting involved? Is that the way you see it, or do you see it differently?
No, I mean, with the things that I'm reading as far as information that's given to me in the course of my regular duties, in my experience, and again, I hazard to talk about my personal experiences as a state trooper, but when that happened here in town a few weeks ago,
here in Reno,
I was on duty and was required to go downtown Reno and help with traffic control and securing the area. And everything I was hearing is that's exactly how it occurred. There was many peaceful protesters down there throughout the day. And as evening came and they ended their peaceful protesting, others came in and usurped the situation. And I met a lot of very good people down there while I was on duty who were walking out from the protest area, who came up and talked to me, who expressed their support of law enforcement, and who were, one gentleman in particular expressed how we had a very good conversation. It was funny right there during the middle of the riots, and he's telling me about the difficulties he had with law enforcement and why he had been there earlier that day having the protest. And we had a very long conversation right there on the side of the road about my perspective and his perspectives. And it was really a great moment in the middle of a time when there was a riot going on, where two individuals who had different points of view were able to share and have a better understanding of each other. And those are the kind of things that we really need, and why the violent protests, in my opinion, aren't helping move the narrative forward on creating more harmony between police and citizens.
Will you come back after the session is over, and let's have a longer discussion about this, because there's a lot more to talk about, and it would be great to hear from the police union.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much for being here, man.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.